We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Well, church, I want to speak to you. I know God's given me a word for us in this season. It is a Sons of Issachar word. You know, I said just a moment ago before the break that, you know, it's not just a time to be just preaching. And I believe in preaching doctrine. And we got good solid doctrine here at Wave Church. We need a word in season. We need to speak to the day in which we live. And I want to say this, that right now, there's never been a time like ever before where we need to fight, listen to this, the good fight of faith. Faith is a fight. You got to get your boxing gloves on. And I want to share with you some scriptures that I believe in all of that we're facing right now with this pandemic and with all the saturation of information that sometimes is conflicting and contrasting and sometimes motivated by different agendas. I want to say that in it all and through it all, we cannot let data, we cannot let information, we cannot let the world define our faith. And I believe we got to fight the good fight of faith. And listen to what it says in Jude. Jude chapter 3, verse 1, it says, contend for the faith. Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and to urge you to contend for the faith that was once, listen to this, for all entrusted to God's people, God's holy people. So here he is writing, saying, I wanted to write to you about salvation, but I actually felt compelled to write to you rather than what I wanted to write to you about. I felt like I need to write to you about, you got to contend for your faith. Contend means to struggle. It means there's difficulty. It means there's danger, or to assert. It means to argue, and it means to hold. And I believe in a day in which we live, we've got to make sure I could talk to you about salvation. And I'd like to talk to you about salvation, but I'm picking up on Jude. And I want to say to you, there's never been a day like right now that we need to contend. We need to struggle with it for our faith. We need to argue for our faith. We need to, to not lose faith. We need to make sure that we need to understand there is so much right now that is fighting against your faith. We can give in to fear. So don't lose faith. Amen. There's so much to fight for right now, and we got to be willing to fight for our faith. He says, I wanted to write to you about salvation, but I was compelled. That's how I feel. There's a lot of things I could talk to you about. I could teach you a lot of different subjects of doctrine, but right now, here's the word I feel God saying. Come on, you got to fight for your faith. You got to fight for your business. You got to fight for your future. Don't give in. Don't be part of the statistics. I made a decision about recessions. I will not be a part of them. I am connected to Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He will supply my needs according to his riches and his glory. I am not dependent upon the world. I'm not dependent upon the economy. I'm not dependent upon the stock market. I am not going to be the victim of what's happening. If you work for God, you may lose your job by who's employing you, but if you work for God, you never lose your job. If you lose your health, he is your healer. And I'm telling you today, listen to me, you got to contend for the faith in Jesus' name. I'm getting excited if you can't tell. Here's the second thing I want to say, that we got to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you were made, when you made your confession in the presence of many witnesses. Here is Paul saying to Timothy, come on, man, get your boxing gloves on. You know, faith fights. Fight the good fight of faith. Faith wrestles. Think about Jacob when he realized he was wrestling with the angel of the Lord. Many people believe it was Christ himself he was wrestling with. And he said, and the angel said, "Let go of me, for it is daybreak." And Jacob said, "I finally laid a hold of what I've been chasing after my whole life. I will not let you go until you bless me." And Jacob wrestled. He fought. And then finally, we all know that the angel, the Lord, actually gave him what it was he asked for. Now, he limped from that day forwards. And I want to say to you, come on, let's fight. Let's make sure we fight. Let's make sure we lay a hold of all that God has for us. Amen? So let's contend for the faith. Let's fight for our faith. And number three, big one, I want you to catch this, and I want to finish out on this. I want you to understand that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And I'm reading from 1 John chapter 5. It says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, overcomes a pandemic, overcomes coronavirus, overcomes recession, overcomes unemployment, overcomes anything and everything that is coming as a consequence. This is the victory that overcomes all that the world can throw at us. Listen to it. It's our faith. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Oh, come on. I want you to hear this. There comes a time when we must contend for our faith. We are more powerful than the world in which we live. Amen? Because we live by faith. And I want to close out this thought with this. This is awesome. During Jesus, crisis and trial, Peter had told Jesus that he would never deny him. But Jesus said, "Peter, you're going into high performance denial." He said, "Over the next 24 hours, three times you will deny me and you will deny your faith in me." And of course, Peter said, "Not me." And Jesus said, "Peter, I prayed for you that your faith would not fail." And there are times where there's drama. There are times where you can feel overwhelmed and outnumbered. You can feel like this pandemic and all the consequences and the results of all that's happening, you can become greatly overcome. But the Bible says we overcome the world by our faith. And I want you to think about this. You want to talk about drama. Peter said, "Lord, I'll never deny you." And Jesus says, "Oh, you will. There will be a crisis in your life and you will actually deny your faith in me." And we can lose the focus of our faith. And if people are not praying, they tend to let go of their faith. And God says to contend for the faith. I'd rather lose the fight fighting than lose by giving up. Can anybody say amen? Hebrew, the writer says, listen to this. Some of you ought to be communicators of faith. He says, but you still need to be assured of your faith. I love that. Here is the writer of Hebrews going, come on, some of you should be people who are communicators of faith, encouraging, uplifting, building up. But instead, some of you still need to be assured of your faith. I want you to hear the word of the Lord today. Come on, Peter, in a moment of crisis, in a moment, he let go of his faith. And yet we know he got it all back again. And I want to say to you, come on, let's contend for the faith. Let's fight for the faith. And this is the faith we have, it even over the victory we have. And it's our faith that overcomes the world. The fight of faith, listen to this, is now more important than ever before. And I want to say to you, Wave Church, come on, and everyone that's listening to me online, listen, I love you. I am your shepherd. I care about you, and we are thinking about you. You are my highest priority. Never before has our church been so effective beyond the four walls of our church. I can't wait to come back together again, but I feel God's in this. Come on, let's contend for our faith. Let's fight for our faith, and let's understand this is the victory we have that overcomes the world, even our faith. Stay with us online over these next several weeks as we figure out when we will gather together in a building again. But that's not the season we're in right now. The season I feel is, come on, let's be the church. Let's be the hands. Let's be the feet of Jesus. And let's keep doing anything and everything we can to be the church. Check in on your neighbors. Share this video. Encourage people to watch online. Let's give the devil hell. I've got no doubt that sickness is not of God. I've got no doubt. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This pandemic is not of God. It's from the enemy himself. And it's our faith that we fight with, and it's our faith that we'll win. In Jesus' name. Amen, church. I want to pray for people right now who maybe you haven't thought about your relationship with Jesus for some time. I know right now we have more people than ever watching online. And I want to just talk to you for a minute about your connection with God. I want to talk to you about your relationship with Jesus. I just talked to us about faith. I just talked to us about the need to contend, to struggle, to wrestle, and to fight. And then ultimately, this is the strength and the victory we have to overcome the world, even our faith. I want to pray for you. If you want to put your faith in Jesus, if you want to put your faith in God, I'd love to pray for you. Maybe you once prayed a prayer, but you know today you're not living for God like you once were. Maybe today you're living in fear and you're all bound up in worry. Can I say, lean on Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Can I pray for you? I remember my brother, my oldest brother, got a point. He was suicidal before he gave his life to Jesus. And in a moment, he finally went, well, before I take my life, I'm going to give it to God. And I'll never forget, he rang my father. I was involved in that story in his salvation and praying for him to have this God moment. And he finally said, rather than commit suicide, I'll give it to Jesus. Let me tell you, my brother is a godly man. His whole life turned around. It is amazing what God can do in a person's life who will surrender their life to Jesus. Come on, let me pray for you. If you say, Steve, pray for me. Steve, include me in that prayer. Steve, I want to put my faith in God. Steve, I want to get right with God. Would you pray this prayer? Church, please listen to me. Hey, come on. Don't tune out. Don't you turn that computer off, those who are part of the house of God. This is what the church is all about. Getting on the front foot and reaching as many people who don't yet know Jesus. Don't you just have your little sermon fix and check out. This is who we are. This is why we do church. If you say, Steve, pray for me, would you pray this prayer right now with me? Would you just say, Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life and to forgive me of my sins. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I believe by faith that my sins are forgiven and I've got a future and I've got a new hope in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.